Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, the buzz.
My moves are crazy today. I don't know what's going on.
No, the lazy shoulder girl.
What would you call it?
Lazy shoulder?
It had a little spank in it.
Yeah, it was a spanky shoulder.
Hey guys, welcome back to Love and Hip Hop New York. As I like to say, your favorite panel.
Of course.
But I'm Sierra Stafford. I'm with the lovely Saba Hallamari. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, boo. How are you? This is the season finale.
I know, y'all. Get lit, okay? Because, listen, we're excited, sad and excited, but, you know, it's a lot that went down. And yeah, some very exciting topics. So, yeah, I'd like to always say, let's just dive into it. Don't waste no time.
Yes, girl.
So the first topic, which is probably like mainly the topic of the whole night.
Yeah.
Rich and Olivia.
Oh, my Lord.
I mean, throughout the whole episode, it was mainly Rich and Olivia. So we got a lot of answers, though, with them. Yes and no.
Yeah.
But we got a little more further. So the first topic I want to get into. So as we know, last episode, Cisco is kind of like denying the fact that, you know, he didn't tell Olivia these things, acting very delusional, which we all knew he would. And though, so he went to go meet up with Peter. He's kind of like, you know, after having some thought about it, I kind of remembered being in the kitchen with her, and she asked me, like, hey, I have a question about, like, where my money's going. And he goes, he basically gave her a source or a website to where how she can go find this information. And he goes to say, now, I never told her, like, I never said Rich's name or I never called no one a thief. She just asked a general question, and I gave her a general answer. But Peter's like, well, I mean, if you know she's only working with Rich, you don't really have to say that because you know she's talking about Rich. So, long story short, you know, it's kind of like, okay, Cisco, if that did happen, you still know who she's working with and you still know what that would look like. Exactly. And at the end of the day, you should have went to Rachel, was like, hey girl, your girl Olivia speculates some stuff. You might want to go see what that's about. Right. So what was your take on that?
Okay, Cisco is just, like you said, he's delusional. You know, like, and I think he chooses to be delusional. Like, he knows it is a choice. It's not an ailment. It's a choice. Like, he seriously, like, I don't know why he wants to be such a messy man, but he just is. It's like the name of his game. Yeah. Like, and you know, it's like, just be honest. You know what I'm saying? You made a mistake, or you said something, or you did something that you shouldn't have done. Just fess up to it. Say sorry like a man and keep it moving. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, at the end of the day, don't you respect somebody a lot more when they accept their faults, they say sorry, they move on, as opposed to, you know, dragging it and trying to lie and trying to justify.
Cover up those lies.
Like, you just look crazy. You know what I mean? And you just dig a deeper hole, and it just looks so obvious. Like, okay, you don't know what you're talking about. Like, how do you go from having, like, total amnesia to now partial amnesia? Like, now you sort of remember a conversation in the kitchen where Olivia brought up, you know, downloads. She said something about downloads and where's my money going?
Yeah.
And so I said, oh, in general, it could be going here. And that's all I said. I don't know who she was referencing. I don't know who she was. It's like, bro, you do not look cute right now. Like,
just
fess up. Like, you know what it is. And I 100% believe Olivia. Like, you can see it. Like, you can see it, feel it, everything. Like, she gives you all types of, like,
truth.
Conviction and truth. Yeah, like, she's not lying. And we know Cisco has a history of lying. So, Cisco, stop it.
I feel like the only person side that we haven't got to see fully, and I will say I'm mad at Olivia about this, but Rich. Because, I mean, we hear what Rich says, but we have yet to see Rich and Olivia talk about it because she walks out every time.
Yeah.
And that is like, I'm like, girl, okay, you're upset. You tired of hearing it.
Yeah, girl.
I'm like, we want to know. We would never know because you keep freaking walking away. Like, at least, and I do want to say, because Cisco was like, Rich, shut up. Just let her talk. Rich, shut up. Just let her talk. And so I get in that moment, Rich, just shut up. Because mm-hmm. he did come in there full throttle, like, y'all been talking, let's go.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm like, okay, Rich, just let her talk. She's a woman, just let her talk. So they both had a part to play in that scene, but that scene really made me mad because we didn't get nothing. Nothing came out of it.
No,
we didn't get
at
no
all.
Answers, no nothing.
Yeah, and that's getting very frustrating because it's like we're going in circles with that topic. Like,
literally.
That's literally been the last, like, three episodes. So I was really hoping for this finale, the season finale episode, to just be like the say all be all. You know, like, now we're going to get real answers. Now Rich mm-hmm. is going to, you know, fess up, or I don't know, whatever it may be, or Olivia is now going to have a better understanding of where this money went, you know, because it's really tough between, like, forget about Cisco for a second, you know, like,
he don't matter the money.
He's just messy and duh, like, he's just not doing anything for the matter. However, like, between Rich and Olivia, it's tough, like, because Rich, like, you know, we don't really know him for being a thief. You know, when you look back at all these seasons, Sierra, all, come on, the man has been on Love and Hip Hop
yeah.
from, like, day one. The one thing we've never heard Rich being, like, really accused of is, like, being a thief.
He'll sleep with his people, being, but yeah. he haven't, like, just...
Yeah, yeah, exactly. but that's different. You know what I'm saying? Like, sleeping with your artist is one thing, but, you know, actually stealing from your artist is another. So we don't know Rich for being that type of a sleazeball in that respect. So... It's hard. I don't know. And it being Olivia, too. I got to throw this out there. It being Olivia, for him so-called, you know, valuing her the most and loving her and having the most faith in her out of, like, all his artists, apparently. And the way Yandy, sorry, I'm kind of going a little ahead right now, but the way Yandy was describing, you know, Rich Dollar's love for Olivia, he loves you, girl. I was like...
Just
okay,
like
what
Joe
kind
did.
Of love are we talking about? Like,
and that's another answer we didn't get clarity on.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And it doesn't help that in the last episode, because this does tie in into the last episode, where Joe. Joe said something funny, too. I remember saying, I wrote it down verbatim because I was so thrown off. You were thrown off,
about
too.
It, yeah.
And
yeah,
I want to say really like, he loves you.
We
like,
asked y'all in the comments to let us know. Y'all ain't let us know. But
yeah,
they probably don't know either, though, because we're all lost.
Seriously. So something is like... Funny, something
with
funny
them.
Is going, yeah, you know, like, like this is on some real, like, love situation. Like, not just I love you as
brother,
my artist.
Sisterly.
Yeah, yeah, like they want us to believe. Nah, there's something deeper going on. And I think, it, like, you know, my speculation is that, you know, I think that's where wires got crossed, was maybe, like, Rich thought they had this real love relationship, you know what I'm saying, like beyond friendship,
mm-hmm.
and maybe he thought that they had this understanding about where the money was going.
I'm glad you said
and
that.
And Olivia was kind of like, nah, this is still a business, bro. Like, so
but she did
where
actually,
my money,
she did,
honey?
She actually explained that part. She actually goes, she says she owns publishing on the records. She said that's something they talked about. She said that it was some other writers, and they're supposed to put all three of their names, so Rich, Olivia, and the other writer, on the paperwork. And she said she trusted him and didn't really overshadow the, what they call it, the,
contract.
It was another word. It started with the S. Some with the money, how the money is. They mentioned before, but some with the money, that basically she trusted him because it was her manager. So she really like double check in with it.
Yeah.
But she made it clear that it was something they pre-talked about.
Okay.
And they're all names supposed to be on the paper and get an even split. So that's
okay.
So she kind of explained what it was exactly, because we're kind of like, where was the money supposed to be coming from?
Right.
But he's still saying, well, I wrote the record. So it's, I don't know all this music terminology. I don't know what goes into it, but they both have very convincing arguments.
Yes.
And then on top of that, when Cisco and they all sat down, you know, he brought paperwork. And even Cisco was like, I mean, this is some pretty good proof that can help your case.
Good
but
point.
Then again, you know, it can go both ways. That's still.
Yeah.
So it's just, like you said, we're running in circles.
Uh-huh.
We're just going and going.
Yep.
And what another thing we're going about is Olivia's engaged. And I'm just mad that...
That happened, like, so long ago, too. You know that happened, like, back in, like, December?
Okay.
Her engagement? Yeah.
So
she
married
I was looking
now?
It up today. No, not married. Engaged. Yeah. She just has a fiance. I don't think she's married.
But I'm not saying it has been a wedding yet.
No okay, wedding. Okay. No wedding, boo. No.
So when they dropped in there, I'm like, well, dang, we could have talked about this whole episode. I mean, whole season. Not just...
Good call. No,
I want to hear more about your life. I mean, you've been gone, sis. We don't know nothing besides Rich stole from me. I would have loved to know about your personal life.
Absolutely. Well, and not just your personal life, you know, because maybe she doesn't want to talk about that. Okay, fair enough. You know, maybe she's...
Oh, yeah, we're not going to
pressure her. Yeah, you know, but it's like, at least, can we just talk about where your music's at? How about that?
We didn't talk about nothing.
Why are we talking about, like, 10 years ago with Rich Dollaz stealing from you? I mean, cool, that's great. Maybe one episode's worth, but, like, how... Like, girl, this is your opportunity to, like, use this platform, Love & Hip Hop, use this platform to, like, talk about your music and where you're at and who you're working with and what the people can expect in terms of your music, because she's a talented girl.
Like, for example, Yandy has multiple storylines.
Yeah, good music.
Good music. Like, we like her.
Yo, shout out to Olivia's first album, her self-titled album, Olivia.
Yeah.
That album is so good and timeless. That came out, like, in 2006, I believe.
Yeah.
Or like 2005. Like, I was in high school at the time. That album is so good. Biz Ounce, I think, was like the first single that came off of it, and it was a hit. Yo, listen to the whole album. You guys will love it. So I'll just give Olivia a little plug-in right there, okay? Yeah. If we're going to talk about where her music's at. Her first album's phenomenal. So I would really like to see some more from Olivia, because this is sad. You know, I don't want to hear about this.
And it's like, and two, it's like, and I mean, this topic is very important for the show.
It is.
But it's like, other castmates have multiple storylines. Like, Yanny got Mendici. She got the drama. She got, it's multiple things.
She got us. So daughters. She got, like,
yeah, so we could have listened to all. We talked about Rich and then talk about you.
Yes.
Talk about, we didn't get none of that. And we just got the last tad bit on the season finale.
Thank you.
Then on top of that, and that scene, because that was a scene where Yandy and Olivia was talking, and, you know, Yandy's like convincing her, like, before you go do anything legal, get lawyers involved, which costs more money, just sit down and talk to the man. And, you know, I think she convinced her to talk to him, and I'm more upset that we didn't get to see that conversation happen.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking that maybe it's going to happen at the reunion. Because, I mean, the season's over now. I'd be dang if y'all open it up for season 11.
Right?
Because then I'm not going to care. So...
I'd be dead.
Yeah, but not. So y'all better talk about it at the reunion, so, and then funny. Hopefully we get all the answers we need with them. So that's the whole Rich situation. We just left with that. Cisco finally confessed. And then we got another confession. So since we're on the Cisco Rich Peter topic.
My Lord, they took over this episode.
So this kind of happened to more so towards the end of the episode. But, you know, in Love and Life, so after Peter and Cisco had their little shout pow down, Peter was like, well, you know, you might want to go tell Rich this now that you didn't say it the first time. So they go meet up. And, you know, Cisco's like, you know, maybe I did tell her this, but I didn't drop your name. And Rich was like, you know what, man? It's all good. I'm over. I don't even care. Y'all, he was so calm.
Uh-huh.
And I just knew something was going to happen. He's like, I don't even care. He was like, so since we're trying to be transparent, and he said this so cool, y'all. He was like, so you're trying to be so transparent. Cisco, how about you tell Peter that Amina slept with you at the Super Bowl? Or slept at your house at the Super Bowl in Atlanta?
Yo, when he said that.
Petty boots.
Girl.
Petty.
Oh, my Lord.
Boots.
So, we were jumping in our seats.
If you don't know who Amina is, so Amina is Peter Gunn's ex-wife. And she's been on the past seasons, you know.
One of them.
So, one of the... Well, oh, what's your two?
Tara's his ex-wife, too.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying but did Amina make more than one season appearance, though? Like, two seasons?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
she
yeah.
She made many.
Yeah, yeah. Like, we know Tara OG. We're talking about, but Amina was the one that did the dog
she
dirt.
She came through.
Yeah.
Amina even had an abortion.
Amina could sing, too. I just want to throw that in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, she has a twin sister. They're from Germany.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, she can. She can.
But, yeah, so
that
about...
That poor woman's been through a lot. Anyways.
She's been through a lot. Yeah. But, yeah, back to them, Peter. And so, you know, so it just went left from there. And I get it, because he's like, well, long story short, she didn't have a place to go. It was in Atlanta. You know, they from New York.
That's right.
Her friend left her. Couldn't find a friend. Okay, whatever.
According to Cisco,
couldn't find a friend. So he was like, I got a big house. You can stay with me. And what came down, the principle of it all is, even if nothing did happen, now, we don't know. He never addressed if something inappropriate happened or not. Mm-hmm. But the underlying principle was, if you my bro and my ex-wife is in distress, all you had to say was, hey, she ain't got nowhere to stay. I'm gonna let her crash in my crib for the night.
Mm-hmm.
And Peter was like, the fact you said nothing, I don't know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I agreed. And then it didn't turn into a fight. So, whose side you taking? I mean, I probably know, but what are you feeling with this whole scenario?
Oh my gosh. I just feel like the situation went from bad to worse.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and I understand where Rich's position was, you know, in the situation and how he felt like, all right, listen, like, I'm not going to get anywhere with this Cisco fool. So, you know what? I'm just going to, like, hit him with, like, I'm going to get him back.
I don't blame him, by the way.
You know, I don't blame him either.
I don't blame him, by the way.
But unfortunately, with that, it did cause even more of an issue. Now, one that actually has nothing to do with Rich and everything to do with Peter and Cisco. It's like, damn. It's like, damn. Like there's already enough problems between the Creep Squad.
Oh, we have used that term.
That name alone. Come on,
you
y'all.
You can tell they made that when they was like in high school or some crap.
Oh, but they are running strong with that
with
name.
With that name, like, oh, trust me.
Like,
all the past
we are
seasons.
The Creep Squad. We are proud. Like, oh my lord, how old are y'all? They're like, I swear, all like reaching 50. But anyways, you know what I'm saying? It's like, well, what do you expect? A group, a trio called the Creep Squad. Of course, they're gonna have these kind of problems. Like, I just
they
honestly,
have no loyalty to each other.
They all exactly, and that's exactly what I was just about to say. Like, I can't. I actually can't. Like, I can't stand any of them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think they're all, like, gross in their own right. You know, I think, if anything, Rich Dollaz is probably, like, the best out of all of them. Like, the most, like, the honorable one out of all of them. Yeah. And even he is, like, messy.
Had his moments.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But, like, Peter, ugh, ew. Cisco, ew. And Rich is like, okay, maybe you're all right. You know, but it's like, I'm just not surprised. I'm not surprised that Rich would throw Cisco under the bus and Cisco is throwing Rich under the bus and then Peter's over here trying to play mediator with his like bump cigar and it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, they're all so old and gross and creepy and just like lame and childish and immature. It's just really pathetic to watch. For real.
You kind of wonder, like, why do you guys still hold on to each other? Like, y'all keep trying to say brotherly, like, y'all been shouting that y'all not brotherly. So just go your separate ways. Like, it's like they keep trying to hold on and expect loyalty from one another. And it's like, y'all, just let it be.
Exactly.
Just be cool. Just be cordial.
Right.
Just be individual friends. Don't be three.
But you know what it is? But, like, see, it's kind of like one of those things here, like, misery needs company. You know what I'm saying? Hmm. Like, I think that's the best that it'll get in terms of, like, finding, like, friends and so-called, like, good friends. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, dirtbags, you know...
They all go together.
Makes sense with dirtbags. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it takes one to know one kind of a thing. So it's like, I think they're going to stick together regardless.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
I completely agree with you. It's like, why are y'all still trying to be friends? Like, nobody is good to nobody here. Like,
it's draining.
But it's like, they're so loyal to not being loyal. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's it.
That's exactly
what you said.
You know what
that
I'm saying? Like, so, but I think that's what it is. I think they're just all such, like, you know, lame-os, and they're all so just, like, you know,
yeah,
like, untrustworthy that it just makes sense.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I think that's what it is. It makes sense that they don't make sense. So.
It makes sense. Well, we saw that go down. Ended in a fight.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
We'll see. I mean, that was probably on the reunion. We'll see how that goes. We'll get more into that, though.
Yeah.
But, just moving on. So, into kind of, I want to say, this next topic I'm very proud of. It took us back, but I'm very proud of. Only because it's time to put your foot down. And I have to say, Jen.
Yes! I knew you were going to bring that up. You know, I knew you were going to bring
Thank you, shoulder. Jen, you know, she gave the ring back to Fresher. And which we know she would. And, you know, I have to commend her for this. And I talked to you off camera because I feel like I can relate in this moment. And it's like sometimes you have to put your foot down.
Yeah.
And so Jen, you know, she was like, in the moment, she said, I really just say yes because I don't want to embarrass you. Which we had an idea because their family was there, their kids were there. She was like, I just say yes because I don't want you to be embarrassed.
Yeah,
but I don't feel like this ring makes me feel like this is my future husband.
Dang.
And I don't feel secure in this.
Mm.
And y'all, we got fired up behind this next part.
Mm.
And so he goes, so what's next? What now? And she was like, well, let's just work on us. Literally all she said, let's just work on us. He was like, and he just went left. Like, forget the ring, what the whoop whoop. And I'm like, dude, like, why do dudes not think? Like, all she's saying is, and you have to understand, let's not forget what all you put her through.
Mm-hmm.
She said this for a reason. She don't not love you. She don't want to give the ring back. She want to marry you. But it's like, you have to understand, like, and we talked about this last week. And prime example, if you watch the episode, a ring won't move nothing if the heart is not moved at the end of the day. And I feel like we all deserve that pure love. Like, a ring don't move, dang, shaking nothing.
That's right.
And she kind of vocally told him that, and he's kind of like, well, I feel like I've done all I can do. So you gave me a ring, you took a loan out for a house, but you're still doing stuff on the side behind my back, and that's,
right.
And you feel like you've done all you can do.
I was,
and so he walked out and stormed out and just felt like, he was like, well, keep the ring. I was disappointed.
Throw it out.
Throw it out if you want
really?
To.
Really?
Like,
that
sir,
was so that infuriating.
That was your turn to be like, okay. Now, I understand he was probably hurt. I mean, because he was excited. He thought he was doing all the P's and Q's and crossing his T's and dotting his I's. Mm-hmm. So he probably really thought, like, this is it. So I can see how he can be taken back. But if you just listen to what she was saying mm-hmm. and be a man, you will know that she didn't say it would never happen. She just said, we need to fix it first.
Exactly. You need to clean up the mess that you created.
Yep.
It's simple. Mm-hmm. And that's the only reason why she was in the position that she was in terms of giving the ring back and wanting them to, you know, yep. slow it down and let's first, like, fix you first fix this problem. It's the only reason why she had said that. Like, Fresher, you put her in that position
yep.
to feel that way. So what is so confusing and so hard to deal with, like, right now? Like, it's just crazy.
He
like
just hurt.
Men just like what? Yeah, right. And I think it's his ego, because like you said, you know, he really thought that he was just gonna, like, cover up his dirt with a pretty little shiny ring and, you know, a nice little, like, you know, atmosphere of family and friends, and everything was gonna be okay. No, it's not.
It's not.
No, it's not, because you haven't actually gotten down to the root of the cause, the problem, and fixed it. Like, yeah. That's what it boils down to.
Yeah, so, and, you know, we kind of see, she gave that. Her a little, we got to be quick, but she gave her a little intake. She was like, you know, I love this man, but she said, I can see me being okay without him.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we don't know what that means. Yeah. I feel like with them, we just got to wait.
I'm sorry.
I don't want to just put too much into it just yet, but to see it in on that, though, you can tell that she really is over it, though. Like, she really wants change, and I want change for her.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel bad. I mean, regardless of what they do, what she accepts, no one deserves that at the end of the day.
No.
So,
absolutely.
Enough is enough. And then, speaking of boy rings again, like we said, so Yandy misplaced Mendici's ring when he went in. So, instead of her saying, I'm going to tell him, I feel like she should, but she was like, I'm just going to upgrade and get something better.
Yeah.
Which she can do, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, so she took Infinity. And Infinity, if you don't know, she's her daughter that she adopted from the foster home. She took her in. And so, it was good to see that, you know, Infinity and Mendici's have had a relationship prior to him coming home.
That's right.
And she kept saying, you know, he's cool. So I'm just glad that their family is going to be one.
Yeah.
It's not going to be nothing awkward. And I feel like it was smart for her to, you know, talk to him prior to him coming into the home. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that was good to see.
That was really nice
and comforting to see.
Yeah. Like, they're going to have a healthy family dynamic from what it appears.
Yes.
So
That was good. That was look, sweet. We're like, that was good.
But we didn't get to see Mendici's actually, like, come out of jail.
We got to watch that. You got to look on Instagram, sis. You got to look. But, you know, like, they probably couldn't show. We never know.
They probably can't show all that. We just saw Yandy get excited. Like, there he is. Let me out the car. And then we didn't see.
I feel like they did that, like, to a lot of the reunion. Scenes, though. They cut off a lot of stuff.
Yeah. I don't know. I thought that was kind of funny. But
if you want to see, she actually posted it on her Instagram.
So there's
if you want to see, just go on Yandy's Instagram. You can see all the footage.
But that's something.
We're right out of time, but, you know, the end of the show just gave a recap of everyone's lives. So I feel like if we want to just know where everything goes next, just watch the reunion, guys. That's going to come on next week. But Saba got some news for us really fast.
I do. But real quick, I do want to say they did end off the finale with Safari and Erica having their baby.
Oh, yes,
which was super, super cute. So we just want to give y'all a shout out and congratulations.
Safari ran home, baby.
Yeah, exactly. So that was really cute to see the way Safari was, like, urgently going home. But here we go, y'all. All right, let me hit you up with some news and gossip. Although this is going to be more so of, you know, some fun facts about Rich Dollaz, since he seems to be the hot topic of the episode and as of late. So here we go. Starting with number one. Yes, there we go. That is a young Rich Dollaz, as we see here on your screen. Apparently, Rich Dollaz is in a fraternity. Now, this is something that he doesn't talk about, and he hasn't actually exposed, like, what fraternity it is. However, I can't say this. Rich attended college in Nashville, Tennessee, and it has been brought up that he, yes, was in a frat. Like I said, it won't say which one, but it's been rumored that he is a member of Kappa Alpha Psi fraternity. I don't know a lot about, you know, fraternities. You guys are sororities. I'm from Canada, so we didn't have anything like
that.
Yeah, girl. Well, I don't know anything about
I'm Greek myself,
that
so
life.
I'm a Delta. So
what does that mean? Why does this sound so intense?
I know.
I'm a Delta. I'm a Greek. Like,
sorry.
Are you going to whoop my ass now?
No, we're not like that. But no, I did actually know he was. He doesn't talk about it a lot.
Yeah.
But when I did find out he was, I was like, oh.
So you kind of, cool. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, I knew.
Okay, that's cool. That's what's up. Okay, Sarah. Okay, my girl, she's well versed in this. All right, you guys, we're moving on to fun fact number two. It looks like Rich Dollaz got his start interning for Puffy at Bad Boy Records. Did y'all know that?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Isn't that a fun little fact?
That is a fun fact. That's a cool fact.
So check this out. So after trying to make his own way within the record label, he was able to be a part of a lot of breaking artists' career. Okay, you guys remember Cherry Dennis? Mm-mm. You remember Cherry Dennis? Mm-mm. She came out with like a couple songs under Bad Boy. I love you. I love you. Hey, hey. So don't break my heart. Okay, now we're moving on. All right. So also there was Gorilla Zoe. There was Cassie. Okay, come on. We all know Cassie. She dated Diddy forever. So get this. Another cool fact about that was Rich Dollaz was the one that actually pushed the Bad Boy record label to put her first single out, Me and You.
So it's that's me all- and you. Now. Okay, no copyright, but yeah.
I waited. Yeah, so thank you.
Okay, Rich.
Thank you, Rich. You know, he played.
Because that was her hit.
That was her. Like, literally her, like, one and only. No offense, boo. Like, she's fine and everything. Like, beautiful model and all that. But I don't know about the music, y'all. But anyways, okay, so last but certainly not least. All right, back in 2013, Rich Dollaz was arrested during an interview. Did you guys know that? For not paying child support.
During the interview, though? Like, you wait till afterwards?
It was during an interview with mouthtoears.com. So, anyways, that's what had happened. There you go. Some fun facts about Rich Dollaz.
For Rich whole life, y'all.
Even I didn't know. But
which is all his tea. I know him better now.
Yeah, right. Don't you feel like you know him so much better now? But anyways, you guys.
That was our finale.
It's been real.
Oh, my gosh. That's kind of like feel like a breakup.
I know. Well, not between us.
Yeah, are we good?
Just with Love & Hip Hop
y'all
New York.
Y'all see us soon again.
10.
Yeah, y'all see us soon again. But to all of our AfterBuzzers that, you know, just stay. Because y'all roll with us this entire season.
Yeah.
So we really want to thank you guys. Appreciate you guys. And, you know, just being there. And just, you know, being in the comments. Let us know your thoughts openly and truthfully.
Mm-hmm.
But make sure you guys tune into that reunion next week.
Yes, that's right.
And then, of course, Love & Hip Hop Atlanta is going to be coming on. So
that's
if you,
right.
you know, if part of the Love & Hip Hop franchise, go tune in. I know we'll be watching. So make sure you guys are watching. But until we meet again, guys.
This is it
for your Love & Hip Hop season 10. Season.
Episode 14.
Season finale. So until we meet again, I'm Sierra Stafford. You can go find me on my Instagram at Sierra Stafford TV and my Twitter at Sierra B. Stafford.
Yes, y'all. And you can find me on Instagram at @iam.sabahailamariam and on Twitter at @sabahailamariam. Bye, y'all. Thank you so much for sticking with us.
Mwah. New York.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
Amina even had an abortion.
Amina could sing, too. I just want to throw that in there.
Yeah, she has a twin sister. They're from Germany.
Yeah,
she can.
But, yeah, so
that poor woman's been through a lot. Anyways,
she's been through a lot. Yeah. But, yeah, back to them. Peter. And so, you know, so it just went left from there. And I get it because he's like, well, long story short, she didn't have a place to go. It was in Atlanta. You know, they from New York.
That's right.
Her friend left her. Couldn't find a friend. Okay, whatever.
According to Cisco.
Couldn't find a friend. So he was like, I got a big house. You can stay with me. And what came down, the principle of it all is, even if nothing did happen. Now, we don't know. He never addressed if something inappropriate happened or not.
Mm-hmm.
But the underlying principle was, if you my bro and my ex-wife is in distress, all you had to say was, hey, she ain't got nowhere to stay, I'm gonna let her crash in my crib for the night.
Mm-hmm.
And Peter was like, the fact you said nothing, I don't know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, I agreed, and then it didn't turn into a fight. So whose side you taking? I mean, I probably know, but what are you feeling with this whole scenario?
Oh my gosh, I just feel like the situation went from bad to worse.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, and I understand where Rich's position was, you know, in the situation and how he felt like, all right, listen, like, I'm not going to get anywhere with this Cisco fool. So you know what? I'm just going to like hit him with like, I'm going to get him back.
I don't blame him, by the way.
You know, I don't blame him either.
I don't blame him, by the way.
But unfortunately, with that, it did cause even more of an issue. Now, one that actually has nothing to do with Rich and everything to do with Peter and Cisco. It's like, damn. It's like, damn. Like there's already enough problems between the Creep Squad.
Oh, we haven't used that term.
That name alone. Come on,
you
y'all.
You can tell they made that when they was like in high school or some crap.
But they are running strong with that
name.
Like,
oh, trust me. We are
the Creep Squad and we are proud. Like, oh my Lord, how old are y'all? They're like, I swear, all like reaching 50. But anyways, you know what I'm saying? It's like, well, what do you expect? A group, a trio called the Creep Squad? Of course they're going to have these kind of problems. Like, I just,
they
honestly,
have no loyalty to each other.
They all, exactly. And that's exactly what I was just about to say. Like, I can't stand any of them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think they're all, like, gross in their own right. You know, I think, if anything, Rich Dollaz is probably, like, the best out of all of them. Like, the most, like, the honorable one out of all of them. Yeah. And even he is, like, messy.
Had his moments.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But, like, Peter, ugh, ew. Cisco, ew. And Rich is like, okay, maybe you're all right, you know? But it's like, I'm just not surprised. I'm not surprised that Rich would throw Cisco under the bus, and Cisco is throwing Rich under the bus, and then Peter's over here trying to play mediator with his, like, bump cigar, and it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, they're all so old and gross and creepy and just, like, lame and childish and immature. It's just really pathetic to watch, for real.
You kind of wonder, like, why do you guys still hold on to each other? Like, y'all keep trying to say brotherly, like, y'all been showing that y'all not brotherly, so just go your separate ways. Like, it's like they keep trying to hold on and expect loyalty from one another, and it's like, y'all, just let it be.
Exactly.
Just be cool. Just be cordial.
Right.
Just be individual friends. Don't be three.
But you know what it is? But, like, see, it's kind of like one of those things here, like, misery needs company. You know what I'm saying? Hmm. Like, I think that's the best that it'll get in terms of, like, finding, like, friends and so-called, like, good friends. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, dirtbags, you know,
they all go together.
Makes sense with dirtbags. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it takes one to know one kind of a thing. So it's like, I think they're going to stick together regardless.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
I completely agree with you. It's like, why are y'all still trying to be friends? Like, nobody is good to nobody here. Like,
it's draining.
But it's like, they're so loyal to not being loyal. You know what I'm saying?
That's it. That was perfectly said.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so, but I think that's what it is. I think they're just all such, like, you know, lame-os, and they're all so just, like, you know,
yeah,
like, untrustworthy that it just makes sense.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I think that's what it is. It makes sense that they don't make sense. So.
It makes sense. Well, we saw that go down, ended in a fight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We'll see. I mean, probably on the reunion, we'll see how that goes. We'll get more into that, though.
Yeah.
But just moving on. So into kind of, I want to say this next topic I'm very proud of. It took us back, but I'm very proud of. Only because it's time to put your foot down. And I have to say Jen.
Yes! I knew you were going to bring that up. You know, I knew you were going to bring
Thank you, shoulder. Jen, you know, she gave the ring back to Fresher. And which we know she would. And, you know, I have to commend her for this. And I talked to you off camera because I feel like I can relate in this moment. And it's like sometimes you have to put your foot down.
Yeah.
And so Jen, you know, she was like, in the moment, she said, I really just say yes because I don't want to embarrass you. Which we had an idea because their family was there, their kids were there. She was like, I just say yes because I don't want you to be embarrassed.
Yeah,
but I don't feel like this ring makes me feel like this is my future husband.
Yeah.
And I don't feel secure in this.
Mm.
And y'all, we got fired up behind this next part.
Mm.
And so he goes, so what's next? What now? And she was like, well, let's just work on us. Literally all she said, let's just work on us. He was like, and he just went left. Like, forget the ring. What the whoop, whoop. And I'm like, dude, like, why do dudes not think? Like, all she's saying is, and you have to understand, let's not forget what all you put her through.
Mm-hmm.
She said this for a reason. She don't not love you. She don't want to give the ring back. She want to marry you. But it's like, you have to understand, like, and we talked about this last week. In prime example, if you watch the episode, a ring won't move nothing if the heart is not moved at the end of the day. And I feel like we all deserve that pure love. Like, a ring don't move, ain't shaking nothing.
That's right.
And she's kind of vocally told him that, and he's kind of like, well, I feel like I've done all I can do. So you gave me a ring, you took a loan out for a house, but you're still doing stuff on the side behind my back, and that's,
right.
And you feel like you've done all you can do.
I was,
and so
was,
he walked out and stormed out and just felt like, he was like, well, keep the ring. Yeah. I was disappointed.
Throw it out.
Throw it out if you want
really?
To.
Really?
Like, that sir, was so that infuriating. Was your, that was your turn to be like, okay. Now, I understand he was probably hurt. I mean, because he was excited. He thought he was doing all the P's and Q's and crossed his T's and dotting his I's. Mm-hmm. So he probably really thought, like, this is it. So I can see how he can be taken back. But if you just listen to what she was saying mm-hmm. and be a man, you will know that she didn't say it would never happen. She just said, we need to fix it first.
Exactly. You need to clean up the mess that you created.
Yep.
It's simple. Mm-hmm. And that's the only reason why she was in the position that she was in terms of giving the ring back and wanting them to, you know, yep. slow it down and let's first, like, fix you first fix this problem. It's the only reason why she had said that. Like, Fresher, you put her in that position
yep.
to feel that way. So what is so confusing and so hard to deal with, like, right now? Like, it's just crazy.
He
like
just hurt.
Men just like what? Yeah, right. And I think it's his ego, because like you said, you know, he really thought that he was just gonna, like, cover up his dirt with a pretty little shiny ring and, you know, a nice little, like, you know, atmosphere of family and friends, and everything was gonna be okay. No, it's not.
It's not.
No, it's not, because you haven't actually gotten down to the root of the cause, the problem, and fixed it. Like, yeah. that's what it boils down to.
Yeah,
so
and, you know, we kind of see, she gave her a little, we got to be quick, but she gave her a little intake. She was like, you know, I love this man, but she said, I can see me being okay without him.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we don't know what that means. Yeah. I feel like with them, we just got to wait.
I'm sorry.
I don't want to just put too much into it just yet. But to see it in on that, though, you can tell that she really is over it, though. Like, she really wants change, and I want change for her.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel bad. I mean, regardless of what they do, what she accepts, no one deserves that at the end of the day.
No.
So
absolutely.
Enough is enough. And then speaking of boy rings again, like we said, so Yandy misplaced Mendici's ring when he went in. So instead of her saying, I'm gonna tell him, like, she, I feel like she should, but she was like, I'm just gonna upgrade and get something better.
Yeah.
Which she can do, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, so she took Infinity. And Infinity, if you don't know, she's her daughter that she adopted from the foster home. She took her in. And so it was good to see that, you know, Infinity and Mendici's have had a relationship prior to him coming home.
That's right.
And she kept saying, you know, he's cool. So I'm just glad that their family is going to be one.
Yeah.
It's not going to be nothing awkward. And I feel like it was smart for her to, you know, talk to him prior to him coming into the home. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that was good to see.
That was really nice
and comforting to see.
Yeah. Like, they're going to have a healthy family dynamic from what it appears.
Yes.
So
That was good.
That was
look,
sweet.
We're like, that was good.
But we didn't get to see Mendici's actually, like, come out of jail.
We got to watch that. That was weird. You got to look. But, you know, like, they probably couldn't show. We never know.
They probably can't show all that. We just saw Yandy get excited. Like, there he is. Let me out the car. And then we didn't see.
I feel like they did that, like, to a lot of the reunions, though. They cut off a lot of stuff.
Yeah. I don't know. I thought that was kind of funny. But
if you want to see, she actually posted it on her Instagram.
So there's
if you want to see, just go on Yandy's Instagram. You can see all the footage.
But that's something.
We're right out of time, but, you know, the end of the show just gave a recap of everyone's lives. So I feel like if we want to just know where everything goes next, just watch the reunion, guys. That's going to come on next week. But Saba got some news for us really fast.
I do. But real quick, I do want to say they did end off the finale with Safari and Erica having their baby.
Oh, yes,
which was super cute. So we just want to give y'all a shout out and congratulations.
Safari even though, ran home, baby.
Yeah, exactly. So that was really cute to see the way Safari was, like, urgently going home. But here we go, y'all. All right, let me hit you up with some news and gossip. Although this is going to be more so of, you know, some fun facts about Rich Dollaz, since he seems to be the hot topic of the episode and as of late. So here we go. Starting with number one. Yes, there we go. That is a young Rich Dollaz, as we see here on your screen. Apparently, Rich Dollaz is in a fraternity. Now, this is something that he doesn't talk about, and he hasn't actually exposed, like, what fraternity it is. However, I can say this. Rich attended college in Nashville, Tennessee, and it has been brought up that he, yes, was in a frat. Like I said, it won't say which one, but it's been rumored that he is a member of Kappa Alpha Psi fraternity. I don't know a lot about, you know, fraternities. You guys are sororities. I'm from Canada, so we didn't have anything like
that.
Yeah, girl. Well, I don't know anything about
I'm Greek myself,
that
so
life.
I'm,
oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm a Delta, so.
What does that mean? Why does this sound so intense?
I know.
I'm a Delta. I'm a Greek. Like,
oh, sorry.
Are you going to whoop my ass now?
No, we're not like that. But no, I did actually know he was. He doesn't talk about it a lot.
Yeah.
But when I did find out he was, I was like, oh.
So you guys, cool. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, I knew.
Real quick?
Yeah,
okay.
I knew.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah. That's what's up. Okay. Okay, Sarah. Okay, my girl, she's well-versed in this. All right, you guys, we're moving on to fun fact number two. It looks like Rich Dollaz got his start interning for Puffy at Bad Boy Records. Did y'all know that?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Isn't that a fun little fact?
That is a fun fact. That's a cool fact.
So check this out. So after trying to make his own way within the record label, he was able to be a part of a lot of breaking artists' career. Okay, you guys remember Cherry Dennis? Mm-mm. You remember Cherry Dennis? Mm-mm. She came out with like a couple songs under Bad Boy. I love you. I love you. Hey, hey. So don't break my heart. Okay, now we're moving on. All right. Also, there was Gorilla Zoe. There was Cassie. Okay, come on. We all know Cassie. She dated Diddy forever. So get this. Another cool fact about that was Rich Dollaz was the one that actually pushed the Bad Boy record label to put her first single out, Me and You.
So it's that's me all. And you. Now. Okay, no copyright, but yeah.
I waited. Yeah, so thank you.
Okay, Rich.
Thank you, Rich. You know, he played.
Because that was her hit.
That was her. Like, literally her, like, one and only. No offense, boo. Like, she's fine and everything. Like, beautiful model and all that. But I don't know that about was. The music, y'all. But anyways, okay, so last but certainly not least. All right, back in 2013, Rich Dollaz was arrested during an interview. Did you guys know that? For not paying child support.
During the interview, though? They can wait till afterwards?
It was during an interview with mouthtoears.com. So, anyways, that's what had happened. There you go. Some fun facts about Rich Dollaz.
She just Rich whole life, y'all.
Yeah, y'all. Even I didn't know. But
which is all his tea. I know him better now.
Yeah, right. Don't you feel like you know him so much better now? But anyways, you guys.
That was our finale.
It's been real.
It's been, oh my gosh. That's kind of like feel like a breakup.
I know. Well, not between us.
Yeah, are we good?
Just with Love and Hip Hop New
York.
Y'all
see us soon again. Yeah, y'all see us soon again. But to all of our AfterBuzzers there, you know, just stay. Because y'all roll with us this entire season.
Yeah.
So we really want to thank you guys. Appreciate you guys. And, you know, just being there. And just, you know, being in the comments. Let us know your thoughts openly and truthfully.
Mm-hmm.
But make sure you guys tune into that reunion next week.
Yes, that's right.
And then, of course, Love and Hip Hop Atlanta is going to be coming on. So
that's
if you,
right.
you know, part of the Love and Hip Hop franchise, go tune in. I know we'll be watching. So make sure you guys are watching. But until we meet again, guys.
This is it.
This is it for your Love and Hip Hop Season 10. Season.
Episode 14.
Episode
season
14.
Finale.
So until we meet again, I'm Sierra Stafford. You can go find me on my Instagram at Sierra Stafford TV and my Twitter at Sierra B. Stafford.
Yes, y'all. And you can find me on Instagram at @iam.sabahailamariam and on Twitter at @sabahailamariam. Bye, y'all. Thank you so
Bye,
much
love
for sticking with us.
Mwah. New York, New York, New York!
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.